Layla's hopes and dreams have apparently been dashed by Zakaria's text that conveyed the news of his impending engagement. She valiantly tries to conceal her shock and cell phone from the executive in her office.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you excuse me for a second? I need to leave the room for a minute. Adi, what you up to?
I'm reading Quran. What's wrong? You seem upset.
Oh, very good. You're a farishta, aren't you? Listen, I'm devastated. I don't know what to do. Zach is proposed.
What? How do you know that? But if he's proposed, then why did he want your number?
I don't know. We were talking about why we don't have a girlfriend and boyfriend.
You're better off with a guy who has a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Stop talking nonsense. You know what I mean. He said he's engaged. I only was ever interested in one guy genuinely, and he's taken. Oh, my life is over.
Stop that, Layla. No boy is worth your tears and drama. There are plenty more fish in the sea.
But I don't want fish. I wanted him.
Okay, fine. There are plenty more doctors in the hospital.
You careless woman. Wait. I'll call you later. Daddy wants me to come for a meeting.
Right, team, gather around. We have an emergency meeting because cash from one department is needed to sustain another till that department stabilizes.
Which department is unstable? Is it the frozen foods because of no certification?
Yes, it's the frozen food line. Now, give me the turnover figures, sales income and liabilities across the board, and switch your phone off. It's annoying to hear that beep repeatedly.
Daddy, that's not my phone. It's yours.
Oh, okay. Excuse me while I take this call. Hello? Yes, Victor?
Whilst father and daughter battle with their issues, another obstacle awaits Faisal about his older daughter Zakia, who is living abroad, the news of which Yusuf brings to Mulana Junaid while he is teaching at the local Darul Ulum.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Mamaji? So good to see you. You're looking as young as ever.
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. And you're looking as wise as ever, hey? How are you doing better? We missed you a lot these past 2 months.
Haha, nice way of saying I look older. Alhamdulillah, I am fine and everything went on form with the trip to London. I met someone there who was a colleague of Faisal Mamaji Zakia while I was there. And that's why I came to talk to you.
Why? What's the story with her?
I hate to talk about her like this, but something must be done. She's really gone wild, and Faisal Mamaji doesn't have a clue. He thinks she's working with Picard and Stern, but she asked the guy for a loan because she's down to her last cent.
Wait a minute, Yusuf, first, you must make sure that this what you're saying is true.
No, it is true. I verified all the information before I came to you.
So she's not working at all now. What has happened to her money? I thought Faisal gave her allowance every month.
No, he stopped it a few months back, after she told him that she had a well-paying job. She quit her job a while back, but nobody here knows. That's why I want to go and speak to him about it. But I think he will become defensive over his daughter, and he will stop speaking to me again. Remember, like the last time? That's why I came to speak to you, in confidence. Maybe you could help me?
Okay, let me see what I can do. Zara will be branding her out. My only motivation is wanting to tell him because I'm worried about my niece. But my concern is sometimes interpreted as malice. Anyways, Yusuf, come inside, come meet my boys. This is a new lot. They could do us some practical wisdom. I'm about to leave anyways and go to the shop. Come, let's wrap up here together and we leave.
Gauri has just put together the last hamper that her husband wanted her to make on his behalf. She decides to call Chorti to thank her for the pie she sent.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, Gauri, how are you? You know, I just never got the chance to phone you. I was meaning to from the first Tarawih. But you know how it is. There's just no barakat in time nowadays.
Gee. I too was supposed to phone you. But that's how life is, ne? Layla brought the pies you sent. So I said, let me phone and say thank you. It was so tasty.
Oh, that. Don't worry. We have to send for family. And it was nothing. Very easy to make.
Really? How you make it?
Oh, I don't really follow recipes. I just throw in a little bit of this and that. And use what's ever in the fridge.
So you don't remember what you used in the filling?
No, not really. Ma, from my young days, I was like that. Never needed to look in the book to make anything.
Oh, okay then. I'm busy with hampers. I know Molana is battling a bit, ne? Should I keep one for y'all? Huh?
No, don't worry, na. I heard that RAHP is not giving Faisal by certification. His frozen line must have took a knock. To make so many hampers this year must have been hard.
Hey, I got to go now. I've got the curry on the stove. Must keep in touch, ne? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, well. Diplomats of rival countries could learn how to exchange silk trap bullets from these two. As Muslims, we only bring ourselves down by being petty. A miserly heart and a condescending attitude can mar even the most beautiful. An upset Gori phones Layla at the office, hoping for some sympathy.
Layla, hello?
Layla, I'm so hurt. Your Chotima is so full of nonsense.
Why? What did she do?
I phoned to thank her for the pie and to ask for the recipe, and she point blank refused to give me. What does she think of herself?
You know that woman's like that. Why do you bother even asking her? A real kanjus.
She says from her young days she was like that. She never had to look in a book for a recipe. What she's talking. I remember your daddy had to teach her everything. She came like a spoiled brat from her mother's house. Does she think just because I'm soft I also have amnesia?
Don't worry, mommy. Sort her out like last year and let's go to Nana's house for Eid. Then she'll have to do all the preparation.
Don't worry. I sorted her out. I told her something nicely. I put her in a place. But I'm not telling you because it's Ramadan and it's not good to talk bad about people. Anyway, I got an email from Zakia today. She said she might come home in 2 months for a holiday and I must book the ticket for her. I miss her too much. Do you think I should fly up next month?
That's a good idea. I need a couple of things from there. Maybe you should go this month and get me something gorgeous for Eid. Listen, mommy, if you finish vent about your domestic woes, I need to do some work now. Not all of us are so lucky to sit at home like you. I hope you made something tasty for Iftar. Ciao.
Time has evolved to the extent that one's own children and spouse look down at a mother who stays at home in dignity. Pity on such thinking. The day witters away and Iftar time draws deliciously closer. Choti is waiting more eagerly for Adila than to break her fast so she can pour her heart out.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Tuition was good today. I'm going to go put my books away and I'll come set the table, ma.
Leave everything and listen to what your Gorima did. She phoned to fish for my recipe.
Let me guess, you didn't give it to her because the last time she gave you a recipe, it flopped.
Watch your mouth. She always gives me the wrong amounts purposely. How stingy can you get?
Remember what Apa Shamila said? About even if we see a Muslim with a bottle in his hand, we should try and think of him well and assume he used it to fill water. Maybe she did that on purpose. Or maybe it was a genuine mistake. Or maybe it even just flopped.
Ach, please. You know how she upset at me. She suggested that we need a hamper from them. How dare she say such things to me because we're not rich like them. Doesn't mean she can tell me anything she wants.
That was so mean of her to say that. I wonder why she did. But never mind, Ma. Come relax. Let me get some kajur and zamzam. Don't wreck your fast with all these stories.
Just leave them. Why must I make kibbut and wash their sins? Such large amount of sins that I won't be able to carry. I have a good mind to send this to Q&A and ask how to deal with family like them. I just know she will run to her father's house again this year for Eid, so I'll have to do everything alone.
The twisted irony of double standards. How it can lead us to the comfort zone of thinking that everyone else is wrong but us. And when we hear this, we will still think it applies to everyone else and not me. Tarawih time arrives at last, and Layla receives a message from the object of her affections and misery.
Can you please re-invite me? I don't know why you're not answering my calls or why you deleted me. Sack.
Because maybe you belong to someone else. Duh.
I don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. Just please re-invite me.
Okay, fine. Now you're back on my contact list. Talk fast or be deleted.
Whoa. It doesn't suit such a great girl like you to have a temper like this. Why are you so mad with me?
Well, because you let me believe that you were a free agent. But you're engaged. That's like practically married.
What? I'm not engaged. Who told you that?
You did. You said at the end of your last message, I'm engaged.
The dark side of technology. I meant to type, it's engaged, meaning your office number. Remember 10 minutes before that I said I was going to call you? Remember?
Are you sure?
200% sure. I'll give you my sister's number, and you can call her to put your mind at ease.
Nah, it's okay. I believe you.
Thank you. Now please smile.
Big smile. So, where are you?
I'm outside the masjid. I have to come with my dad for Tarawih, otherwise he hears the roof. But I'm just chilling with the guys outside in the parking lot.
Okay, cool. Thought you might have a hidden holy site there for a minute. I'll get you later. I think something happened. My mommy's screaming. I think something happened to my dad.